1 Corinthians, chapter 3. There are many workers, the building is one. I could not, friends, speak to you as spiritual persons, but as fleshly people, for you are still infants in Christ. I gave you milk and not solid food, for you were not ready for it, and up to now you cannot receive it, for you are still of the flesh. As long as there is jealousy and strife, what can I say but that you are at the level of the flesh and behave like ordinary people? While one says, I follow Paul, and the other, I follow Apollos, what are you but people still at a human level? For what is Apollos? What is Paul? They are ministers, and through them you believed, as it was given by the Lord to each of them. I planted, Apollos watered the plant, but God made it grow. So neither the one who plants nor the one who waters is anything, but God who makes the plant grow. The one who plants and the one who waters work to the same end, and the Lord will pay each according to their work. We are fellow workers with God, but you are God's field and building. I, as a good architect, according to the capacity given to me, I laid the foundation, and another is to build upon it. Each one must be careful how to build upon it. No one can lay a foundation other than the one which is already laid, which is Jesus Christ. Then, if someone builds with gold upon this foundation, another with silver and precious stones, or with wood, bamboo, or straw, the work of each one will be shown for what it is. The day of judgment will reveal it, because the fire will make everything known. The fire will test the work of everyone. If your work withstands the fire, you will be rewarded. But if your work becomes ashes, you will pay for it. You will be saved, but it will be as if passing through fire. Do you not know that you are God's temple, and that God's Spirit abides within you? If anyone destroys the temple of God, God will destroy him. God's temple is holy, and you are his temple. Do not divide the church. Do not deceive yourselves. If any one of you considers himself wise in the ways of the world, let him become a fool, so that he may become wise. For the wisdom of this world is foolishness in God's eyes. To this, Scripture says, God catches the wise in their own wisdom. It also says, the Lord knows the reasoning of the wise, that it is useless. Because of this, let no one boast about human beings, for everything belongs to you, Paul, Apollos, Cephas, life, death, the present, and the future. Everything is yours, and you belong to Christ, and Christ is of God.